The pads come on and a familiar face returns. This is Texans training camp today. Drew Doherty, Mark Vandermeer, another huge show.
Yeah, J.J. Watt back with a vengeance. Zach Cunningham one-on-one, second-round draft choice, and John Harris with observations. You don't want to miss that.
It all begins now.
Quicker. There was a lot more good today than bad. This is what we're talking about, Houston Texans football. Like, this is what we're looking for.
Don't drop your head.
This is what you guys as teammates should expect of each other. We got to keep building. We can't go backwards. Let's keep bringing some energy to this practice field. Let's bring it again and then some tomorrow.
Glad you're watching, and we start with quick hits and number 99 back on the practice field after 3 or 4 days off, and it was good to see J.J. Watt back in uniform, back with the pads popping.
Yeah, and you don't want to use them too much, obviously. J.J. Watt clearly knows what he's doing, and by clearly I mean, as an example, he sacked somebody using another player to sort of bump into the quarterback. It was awesome, and J.J. spoke afterwards.
It felt great. It's real football. It's been a long time coming. Felt really good. I mean, it's just so much fun out here practicing with the guys in this atmosphere. You can really focus on football. You can really focus on your skills because we're not dealing with the extreme heat. So you actually can go out there and really make sure you lock in your skills, which I think is a big deal. And today was a great day. Really enjoyed it. Had a lot of fun popping the pads a little bit, playing some real football. And it's just another step. Every single day in training camp is a step, and you need to stack all the blocks on top of each other, and that's what I'm trying to do.
J.J. Watt returns and is healthy, so is Jadeveon Clowney. That's a nice thing. That's one of the reasons Watt's able to do what he does, and those two, along with a few others on the defensive front, move around quite a bit.
Yeah, they do, Drew. They keep offensive coordinators up late at night because of the different lineups they can present. You remember some of the stuff last year. Jadeveon Clowney likes to be versatile.
Oh, I love it. Moving around is great. The coaches know what's going on. They put me in the right situation, right place to make a lot of plays. So, I love it. I'm just out here to whatever they want me to do. Like I've been doing, they let them deal with that. That's not our job to figure out. Just go ahead and practice hard. And, you know, you're going to get the reps you deserve off of where you practice and everything. I think we got a good group of guys out here right now. Everybody practicing hard and everybody looking good. So,
sticking with the defensive Texans, add some help in Marcus Gilchrist, a safety the Texans think is going to help at the back end.
Well, he's got starting experience, and he has that devastating knee injury overcame in order to make this roster. So if he can get back into form, he can certainly make a contribution.
I've been playing for this to be my 7th year, and every time you turn on the film and you see this defense is always flying around. They always get to the quarterback. They always causing turnovers. So it's one of those things where, you know, I'm excited to be here.
The running back position is a very interesting group because once cuts get made, somebody good is not going to be on this roster.
Well, everybody's healthy right now, knock wood, and you want to keep it that way because the depth looks marvelous right now. We all know the preseason is just getting started next week at Carolina. Bill O'Brien likes what he's got in the running back stable.
The running back position is very competitive. You've got first and second down guys. You've got third down guys. You've got three down guys. You've got guys that are doing a good job on special teams. I mean, you have a lot of different role players in there. So it's a very competitive position. Great guys, compete hard every day. Thought the second offense ran the ball pretty well today, and that was Foreman. And he did a nice job. So, you know, overall, we just got to see how it all plays out.
Keep your eyes on the running back group. You know who else you need to keep your eyes on? The great John Harris, Mark.
I'm glad you said him because I'm better off heard and not seen. But Johnny Harris, he's seen and heard from and has a lot to say in observations.
Oh, thanks to my favorite boy band, Mark and Drew. You guys are the best. It is time for observations. Let's start with number 99. Oh, back at practice. How good was it to see J.J. Watt back in a mix in team drills? How about the fact that J.J. Watt actually had a sack during a team drill as he took an offensive lineman and drove him right back into the quarterback? I would say all is well with 99. Now, our next observation has to do with a little testiness. We're getting to that point in practice where these guys have seen nothing but each other for the last week or so. So it was some testy moments there between the wide receivers and the defensive backs, but hopefully they got it cleared up. But yesterday was a day for the offense. Today, a day for the defense. In particular, that first unit with J.J. back, Brian Cushing back in the mix. The first unit, predominant, keeping the offense out of the end zone except for one. That'll be our final observation. Deshaun Watson getting his group into the end zone with a brilliant touchdown pass over the middle on a 2-minute drill. Great job by Deshaun getting the team into the end zone. All in all, a great week of work thus far. The grind continues from here in West Virginia. I have more observations for you at HoustonTexans.com. It's now time for me to say bye, 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 and hello to our guys, Mark and Drew. Guys?
Well, if we're a boy band, I guess John's kind of like Rick Astley.
Yeah, I think he is, and I'm going to sing baritone. And I'm also going to look forward to this, a one-on-one you did with Zach Cunningham, a second-rounder out of Vanderbilt.
Rookie linebacker Zach Cunningham going through his first training camp with the Texans. What's it been like so far for you?
Man, it's been a fun experience for me, you know, getting to come out here and show what I can do, you know, playing around a bunch of talented guys, you know, playing for a great team. It's been great for me.
Yeah, what's that like? I mean, you saw fantastic competition in the SEC. Well, what's it like being on a unit that has the likes of J.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney, Cushing, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, it's just going up another level, you know, playing with guys, you know, helping me to, you know, get up to that next level. Well, you know, getting to what I learn, what I have to do and what it takes to be a pro baller. You know, that's something that I really appreciate, something that I feel is going to help me in the long run.
Is one of those guys that I didn't mention, Bernard McKinney?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I've got a lot of mentorship from him. You know, getting to stand behind him to see how he plays the games, you know, how he coordinates things on the field and, you know, stepping in that position of linebacker.
What about the most fun part of training camp?
Most fun part, you know, just hanging out with, you know, with the teammates. Everybody's just coming together. Everybody, you know, you don't get a lot of time, you know, where everyone's just coming together to outside of football, just hanging out, sitting down to eat together and, you know, just talking, laughing.
You eat pretty good food, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they definitely keep us fed.
All right, well, Zach, we appreciate the time. What are you looking forward to most, though, once before we let you go, what are you looking forward to most about getting into a game a week from tonight?
Well, you know, just getting out there, playing hard, doing the best I can do for my team.
All right, good answer. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
Zach Cunningham, somebody that the Texans think has a bright, bright future. You know what else is bright? The sunshine. And the Texans were working in the sunshine today, and we're going to close things out with
another beautiful day of highlights from the Greenbrier. We'll see you tomorrow.